This variant of Holmberg's mistake dates back to the pilgrims themselves, who ascribed the lack of effective native resistance to the will of God. Divine providence, the colonist Daniel Gookin wrote, favored the quiet and peaceable settlement of the English. Later writers tended to attribute European success not to European deities, but to European technology. In a contest where only one side had rifles and cannons, historians said, the other side's motives were irrelevant. By the end of the 19th century, the Indians of the Northeast were thought of as rapidly fading background details in the saga of the rise of the United States. Marginal people who were losers in the end, as James Axtell of the College of William and Mary dryly put it in an interview. Vietnam War-era denunciations of the Pilgrims as imperialist or racist simply replicated the error in a new form. Whether the cause was the Pilgrim God, Pilgrim guns, or Pilgrim greed, native losses were foreordained. Indians could not have stopped colonization, in this view, and they hardly tried. Beginning in the 1970s, Axtell, Neil Salisbury, Francis Jennings, and other historians grew dissatisfied with this view. Indians were seen as trivial, ineffectual patsies, Salisbury, a historian at Smith College, told me. But that assumption, a whole continent of patsies, simply didn't make sense. These researchers tried to peer through the colonial records to the Indian lives beneath. Their work fed a tsunami of inquiry into the interactions between natives and newcomers in the era when they faced each other as relative equals. No other field in American history has grown as fast, marveled Joyce Chaplin, a Harvard historian, in 2003. The fall of Indian societies had everything to do with the natives themselves, researchers argue, rather than being religiously or technologically determined. Here, the claim is not that indigenous cultures should be blamed for their own demise, but that they helped to determine their own fates. When you look at the historical record, it's clear that Indians were trying to control their own destinies, Salisbury said. And often enough, they succeeded, only to learn, as all peoples do, that the consequences were not what they expected.